Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School. We're at Aragon High for CMEA Jazz West. I'm Bob Colonico, Director of Bands at UC Berkeley. I'll be making comments during your performance that I hope are some help to you, so best of luck. Sometimes feel that has a tendency to rush. Just make sure you're laying into the time. Everybody's hearing the time in the same way. Okay, so when we get to this shout chorus, this is where we need a little more from the drums. Goes at 43. So when I was talking to the drummer about when the full band plays, there's got to be a little more fire behind the band. It starts with the drummer, but then all the members of each section, you got to play up to your lead players. There has to be that security of part independence where you feel, especially if you're a brass player, it's so much tougher on you guys. I'm a saxophone player, and you press a button, and pretty much 9 times out of 10, that note's going to come out. You guys go to a position, or you press down a valve, you know, 5 or 10 notes can come out. So the margin for error is much greater. So you guys have to really be sure of where you are on your instrument and get that security of part independence. Thank you. Yeah, I think the drummer shouldn't be afraid of filling a little more. Right? You can do some cymbal fills, especially when the tenor comes to rest, right? Yeah, the thing that is a little overpowering are these running eighth notes. You got to be really careful with that and make sure that you're not playing louder than the tenor sax. Nice tenor playing. Very nice solo. Good job. You know, you can probably start to experiment with vibrato. So the initial exercises are you start working on just eighth notes where you, it's as if you were chewing the smallest piece of bubble gum and you're trying, like let's say you're chewing in class and you don't want the teacher to notice. So that little jaw movement, and you start with eighth notes, yeah, 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 yeah. You go to triplets, yeah, 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 yeah. And then sixteenths, yeah, 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 yeah. And then sextuplets, yeah, 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 yeah. Not that you would ever vibrate in a metered way, but it teaches your muscles how to do that. And what you do is you get a note beyond a quarter note in duration. You start with a straight tone, you do a little vibrato, and you go back to straight. So you can start to experiment with that. Very nice playing. Ooh, a little more aggressive. Da-da. Yeah, that's better. Still want a little more aggressive. It's almost like you're unsure. One, two, three, bop. Yeah, be really careful when you have tied notes in the melody. This is back at 23. You're going to play through that tie. You know, I feel like the sound kind of dies out. Thank you. nice trumpet solo, good. This is a great tune to start experimenting with improv. Yep, there's a second key center. And another. And then you're back home. Man, poke. Right? You get four different stops. The first and fourth are the same. So really three different key centers. Good. Mm-hmm. Great. Both of you guys, very nice solos. Good for you. Also, a very good drum solo. Great. More trumpet. You got it. Mm-hmm. Great tune, and a really good job with it, you guys. Good. And I love that soloists are going for it. That's great. Really great. So keep up the good work. Always a pleasure to hear the groups from your school. So keep up the good work, and I hope to hear you again sometime soon.